The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning once again. Hour number two of the Power Hour. It's 8 a.m. Central Time. The Power Mall is now open for those of you wanting to call and get free shipping on all of your products, except for dropship, of course. That comes directly from our partners, which is on the partners tab at thepowerhour.com. The phone lines, because of the fact that, we do have them and they're toll free, 844-769-2944 are going to be open this hour because we've got Professor James McCanny with us. He is the one that's one of our partners. He has the MR5 whole house water filter and UV sterilizer, which I have in my well house installed. Yeah. And he's going to explain how the system works because, you know, you got to hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. He has taught mathematics courses at the university level in addition to physics, computer science, and astronomy, abstract algebra, linear algebra, matrix algebra, probability and statistics for computing, mathematical logic, theory of numbers, calculus 1, 2, and 3, engineering math 1 and 2, advanced topics in geometry and topology. He's worked about half his lengthy career in private industry, much of this accomplished in multilingual settings, having worked in the USA, Latin American with high-level Russian scientists. He's presented his research at international conferences as a regular presenter in the American Geophysical Union meetings, also lecturing at Los Alamos National Labs, the Airspace America International Air Show, the International Electric Propulsion Conferences. Wow. I mean, he's got a new book. He's going to talk about all of this stuff. If you have questions about the water system, here's the thing I want to kind of preface, folks. You can get a 10% discount if you use the promo code POWER at checkout. You can call the Power Mall if you don't have access and still give that promo code. All right. Now, understand that now we have a sale going on. James McCanny, first off, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Dave. Good to be here.
Yeah, I really, you know, when we can actually talk to the source, that's a good thing. Because, see, folks, the most important thing to understand, especially in this day and age, is having clean water to drink. Because if you don't have it within 72 hours, you are definitely going to see the effects of not having it. And this is something that most of society is ill prepared for. They don't even think about it. They just, we'll go buy a case of bottled water. What happens when it runs out? What about all the PFASs inside that water bottle? What about all those little microplastics you've been drinking? And you know, who would have thought that they would be bottling water this many years into it? Wow. James, I know you have a perspective on that, which is probably one of the reasons why you decided to invent this whole house water filtration system, right?
Well, that's one of them, because imagine how much people spend on bottled water, and it's really not good water. It's got that nice bottle. It makes you feel good. But if that bottle has been cold or hot, the chemicals in that plastic are going right into the water. Ooh. And you're drinking it. So that's one of those unknown things. And then the question is, where is the water coming from and what do they do? Because the amount of water that they sell, they can't do a good job of filtering it or really preparing it, purifying it. So it's really from wherever the source is, typically tap water. They might have a little bit of something they do to it, but basically it's tap water. Coca-Cola has a facility. I understand it's in Lake Superior. They just run a tube out to the bottom of the lake and it goes right into the water, right into the bottles.
Oh. Yeah. That's Dasani, really? Yeah, because that's what Coke makes is Dasani, right?
I don't know the brand names, but I know the facility. And so you don't know. And of course, that's probably okay water. It's probably better than most. But still, people don't really understand. Most of the bottled water, I mean, the quantity that they produced on a daily basis is phenomenal. And that plastic is not recycling plastic. It goes into the landfill. Or if you go to a beautiful national park in the Caribbean, you'll probably see most of it up on the shore where the cruise boats dump it off, or, you know, completely littering the coastline or beaches around the world.
Wow. Well, this is the thing. For those of you who don't understand, we've talked about this before, and those of you going out and buying that Nestle New Life or whatever they call that Nestle product, that has been ranked as one of the worst bottled waters you can buy. I don't, you know, and see, now we have this bottled water out there, alkaline water, pH balanced alkaline. I have my doubts about all of this stuff as to, well, I felt better after I drank it. I don't know. James, I'm beside myself on some of this stuff. I do know that after putting in the MR5 whole house water filter and the sterilizer, I mean, it impresses the daylights out of people that I bring over, and I take them out to the well house because they want to see the, you know, what we did with the steel sips construction. And I say, well, it gets better. Come out here and let me show you what we got. Here's the big well pressure tank, 83-gallon pressure tank. The water comes out of the well, and it goes right up into the UV sterilizer. It gets sterilized, and all that bacteria gets filtered out. And then it goes down into the 5-stage filter purifier, and then it goes into my water softener. So I'm actually giving the entire house purified, sterilized water. I'm taking showers in it. Yeah. I mean, that, do I have, am I right about the way that, how the system works?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, a couple of things. You say you're taking a shower. That's where the people get the big dose of toxins. It goes right through your skin. Your skin is the biggest absorbing organ on your body. And the stuff goes right through your skin, into your bloodstream, and into your cells, and that's where it stays. These toxins, and they build up over time, and then you're breathing in that vapor, and the lungs are the same. There's no filter. It just goes right into your system, and you're doing this on a daily basis, and people get sick. They're getting cancer. They're not feeling good, and it's really because of the water. And then on the other, in the kitchen, you know, you're not washing your hands or food in dirty water. You have the hot and cold water filtered. That's the thing about the whole house water filter. And here's the test. If you've got pets and they've been drinking the filtered water, give them a bowl of unfiltered water and see what they do. And they look at you like, what are you doing here? What are you trying to pawn off on me? The pets know, and other people that drink coffee. The biggest return I get a lot of times is from people who are tea or coffee drinkers, and they go, my goodness, my coffee tastes like coffee. And that's only after they have a filter do they really realize how much taste or how much flavor is in the water due to those chemicals.
That is amazing. All those things. In fact, I have reverse osmosis on the kitchen sink, and that's what I fill my dog's water with, is out of the reverse osmosis. So it's actually not only sterilized and purified and softened, but then it goes into the RO system and gets filtered again. So she's drinking triple filtered water.
Yeah. And try and put a bowl of just regular, any other source of water there, and the animals know. They look at you.
Yeah, they do.
They look up out of the, kind of like with their head down, with their eye up, and like kind of like, what are you doing? You know, I'm not going to drink this.
Yeah, they know. All right, so now here's the thing. For those of you, and this is not an infomercial. This is, we're talking science now. And I'm going to get into AI here with James McKinney. He's a professor. I'm going to get into AI with him here in a little bit, because you need to know where we're headed with this thing. This is all about survival. A lot of you are on a fixed income, cannot afford what we're going to be talking about here. But here's the thing. The McKinney folks over there, James and company, are having a sale. James, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, we're moving our warehouse. It's coming up soon here, and we only want to make one trip, so to speak. And so we know how much stock we have to reduce for this move. So, and it's primarily the MR5 package. It's called the Best Deal. It's the MR5 whole house water filter plus the sterilizer, UV sterilizer, and then an extra pack of filter elements for the MR5. It's what we call the best deal package. It's what 99% of people buy when they buy these. And they're typically $23.66. That's the price for that package. It includes shipping. We've got it on sale for $13.80, and which is like literally $1,000 off. And so it's an amazing deal. And it's just till we clear out some of this stock and we have a designated number. And when they're gone, they're gone. And they're going pretty quickly, by the way. And so go to the webpage, or Dave will give you information also, because they're an affiliate, and pick up one of these systems. It's a price you'll never, ever see again. It's just,
I believe it. That's almost like worth getting if you know that you're going to be making some changes in your lifestyle, might be willing, or might be appropriate, rather, to go out and invest in one of these now. I mean, that's great, $1,000 off. Now, does that include the filters, or those extra?
No, that's the, you get the original set of filters in the MR5 and an extra set. And the UV filter, the UV sterilizer comes with two bulbs. So that's every year you change the bulb. So that's 2 years. So what we figure is people will get about 2 years worth of filtration and service before they have to buy additional filter elements. So, and those, by the way, people will ask, are another $394 for five pack, or $119 for two bulbs for the UV filter. So that's your ongoing expenses in the future, but that's after a few years. But yeah, you get the filter elements with the package, two sets of them actually. And so it's an amazing deal. And we're just doing this, so like I say, we can move our warehouse in the simplest way, and without having to make multiple trips.
That is huge, James.
Yeah, this is an immense mountain building.
Wow.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think these will be done by some, maybe in the next week at the rate they're going. Some people are buying two. We've had people come in and I want one for myself and my son or somebody, you know, thinking that that's a great gift.
It is. Oh, you give the gift of life because of the fact that you know that the water supply in many areas is contaminated. And especially, I mean, I went out and got a water softener specifically made for well water. And then during the conversation that I had with you last time, James, I discovered that, hey, if I'm just going to run well water directly into my water softener, it's just going to be a matter of time before I'm going to end up replacing it because of the content it's specifically made for well water, but at a point in time in the future, it's going to break down. Now, if I'm able to filter and sterilize and purify the water before it even gets to the water softener, it's going to last a lot longer. So you see, this whole thing stair steps into savings, not just with what we're talking about now, but in the future. With everything that you're talking about, you won't have to change filters for 1 year, and you've got two sets. So this deal gives you 2 years worth of savings. I mean, that may be what we need to get past the 2024 election, folks. I mean, I'm serious. This is something that you need to take into consideration if you can possibly swing it. I know that's something I want to talk to my wife about here because, it's crazy. She knows about this toxic water you're talking about. So anyway, the Power Mall, if you want to call them and place your order, if you don't have internet, it's open now, 877-817-9829, and we'll be happy to get you through to the Partners tab, and you can order one of these systems. I mean, this is huge, folks. There's another thing, too, and here's something else that you look at. Depending on the part of the country that you're in, you may have a higher sediment rate, especially if you have well water. Now, James, the difference between well water and city water that's been fluoridated and all this other garbage, because that's the other thing that people are worried about is fluoride in their water and chlorine that they put in their water. And sometimes the well company comes out and they shock your well with chlorine. I mean, all of this stuff, these are chemicals, folks, and they're not that good for you. But if you're worried about sediment, there's another item that James McCanny carries, and it's called Big Blue. James, you want to expound on that and how it works?
Yeah, the Big Blue is a sediment filter, and it's designed simply for, especially for people with wells, because you're getting sediment coming up, and so it traps that sediment and prevents it from going into the rest of your either water softener or MR5 whole house water filter. And so it's primarily for people with wells. Here's what happens with the city. They got these big tanks, and so the sediment drops down to the bottom. If you were to dive into one of those tanks, you'd probably have about 3 inches of sediment at the bottom. And they probably clean them out now and then. But when they pump the water, it comes off the top of the tank. So it's pretty much sediment free. But if you have a well, so the Big Blue is primarily for people that have a well and to get the sediment out. It's the first stage. And the Big Blue comes with five filter elements. They're, I think, $341, and it includes five filter elements. And so those filter elements also can be cleaned. So they last really a long, long time. And, of course, we sell the replacement filter elements for those also. But if you have a well, then that's a good option, too.
That's amazing, too. And the thing is that water is going to become a major commodity. And those of you that have wells understand the importance of why you need to purify and filter your water, because they're dumping all sorts of garbage into streams and rivers and lakes, and it permeates the water table. If you have or living anywhere near a chemical plant, you can bet that they're tainting the soil. If you live near a high vegetation growth area where there's a lot of farming going on, you can bet that they are definitely penetrating the soil with all sorts of these pesticides. This is all the more reason, folks, you need to analyze what's going on. If you live in a major city and you are in a situation where you know that they're fluoridating the water, this is another reason why you should be listening to the show, because we're trying to keep you safe. It's all about survival. It's all about the ability to produce water. So those of you with wells understand exactly where I'm coming from, because you need to know how the well pump operates, because that's going to be the next game plan, is being able to continue to produce water if the grid goes down. Now, this particular unit that we're talking about with James McCanny, a professor who designed this stuff, all right, it was very easy for my plumber to install. I mean, sure, you can do it yourself if you have that capability, if you have the mindset and you understand how the components go together. But the thing is, if you have it professionally installed by a plumber, I mean, the plumber's going to get excited too. It's like, well, what's this do and where does this go? And he's looking at the instructions which come with it. I'm talking to you, speaking from experience. I'm actually using the system. And I definitely notice a difference. Now, the one thing I do, because of the fact we live where we live, is there is sulfur in the water, and you do get a little bit of the smell when you turn it on, and you may not be the only one that gets that smell. James, is there anything to worry about with that?
Well, the filter itself in the MR5 will take out the gas, but if you have a lot of it, the filtration is like anything, it's a percentage, and some will get through. And sulfur is one of those gases that has a real strong odor. So it's probably taking out most of it.
Yeah.
But it's just that most wells, and the reason you were talking about that, it's a mold or something that grows like down in the well. And you were talking about shocking the well, and there's a way of getting rid of that, but it's requires pretty heavy duty chemicals, by the way, which the MR5 will take out. So there might be methane gas also just coming in the ground. So there might be various gases that could, come up from the well. And, but yeah, that's what's going on. And if you have a lot of it, some of that will get through the filters. They only take out so much.
Wow. That is amazing. I mean, this is one of the things, folks, that we're looking into. If you have a well, then you definitely need the Big Blue, because you can take and clean those filters out. And that's the one important thing. You know, it's not going to affect, in fact, it will help your sterilizer and your whole house water filter, your MR5. It will actually help it by having the Big Blue ahead of that. So the well goes into the Big Blue, goes into the sterilizer, goes into the MR5, and then it goes into your water softener. I realize that that's a heavy duty system in play, and it's like, wow, you know, but if you realize the savings, understand that those chemicals and those minerals that are unwanted, they're not invading your pipes, which means you're not going to have to repipe your house down the road because you took the care and concern to do the preventative up front of the house. So the house is getting, you know, some people have PEX plumbing, some people have PVC. Calcium and all this other junk can build up in the lines, correct?
Yeah, right. It's absolutely. And so, and that's one thing people have to look at down the line. If you don't have proper reduction of all of those things in your water, it's going into your plumbing. It's in the valves. They start to corrode the valves and things like that. And so, yeah, you're going to have more expense down the line. I also tell people, we were talking about bottled water. If you have a family of four and each one on average buys a bottle of water per day, or you buy those 5-gallon ones or whatever you're doing, you would pay for this system in 1 year by not buying bottled water. And then you're going to have water that you know is clean as opposed to bottled water. So that's the kind of savings that can accrue. In fact, most people would pay for the filter system in less than a year by not buying bottled water, plus all the pollution from the bottles.
Yeah, that's the thing. Those microplastics we've been hearing so much about of late. And you just, you know, that really kind of shocks the conscience when you're talking about if you don't keep the water at room temperature, whatever temperature it is that you get it at, and it goes, you know, hot or cold inside of a plastic bottle, that's when it releases all the contaminants. Just knowing that, man, I don't ever want to buy another bottle of water again. I know a lot of people do when you're on the road. Go ahead.
I saw a gas station one time and it had all this bottled water stacked out in back in the sun. And it was like an oven back there. And you can just imagine. And of course, they put it in the cooler. People come and buy it and it's nice and cold. But, you know, all of that chemical from that plastic is in that water. And people are buying that and drinking it.
Oh, my. Oh, this is crazy. Folks, if you've got questions, 844-769-2944. We're talking science here, folks, and we're talking about survival and keeping you alive. We talk about the fact that, and we've had Dane Wigington on the show before, we've talked about some of the things that he's suggested as far as those of you who want to have access to water, having a solar well pump. But you need to understand it. However, you can get that water there. And I've mentioned deeprock.com, where you can actually buy the entire well drilling kit. And not only can you drill wells for yourself, but you can rent the unit and charge as a consultant to show somebody else how to use it while you stand there and watch them use it. And it's, according to DeepRock, it's legal. So you can drill your own well and government doesn't have to know about it, especially for those of you who are living in unrestricted areas of the country. I mean, I'm finding it incredible here, and this is a way we're talking to James McCanny about in purifying your water so that you're not taking toxic showers and drinking toxic fluid and having the ability to get even the pesticides and all this other crap out of the water before your family gets to ingest it. This is huge. Now, understand also, we have another category I want to move into here. And again, the Power Mall is open, 877-817-9829, if you want to call and order these units. This is a huge opportunity for you to do that, all right? Especially if you've been waiting and hanging on, waiting for a sale. This is what you're waiting for. Real-world topics, the imminent failure of AI, artificial intelligence. And, of course, the science community have maintained that computers will run everything. And as a result of that, we had Y2K. How many of you prepared for it? Raise your hands. I know it's a sight gag. I can't see you, but you might have. You might have gone for that. And, you know, they're all going to hit 999, and then the whole place is going to shut down. And, of course, everybody scrambled thinking that the grid was going to fail and fear-based. And see, when we got stuck with all those 5-gallon buckets of food, everybody kind of went, ah, so was this real or was it live or was it Memorex? I mean, what was it? Now, these knowledge-based systems now, been many attempts before and since to put all control into computers. Now they want AI to have robots to take care of the elderly. Can you imagine that, James, the AI robots in your house with you, and they detect that you might be depressed that day? Well, it's okay. It's the AI robot pat you on the back. Here's a gun. Use it. I mean, do you see that coming?
Well, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the AI systems, they've been around before. You mentioned some names there, like knowledge-based systems. These were 30, sometimes 40 years ago. Even after the experiments in World War II, breaking codes, language codes with Turing machines, things like that, people had already envisioned machine learning and machines doing things, you know, taking over human functions. In the 50s, there was actually cartoons about how people like the Jetsons, you know, where everything was taken care of, everything was managed for you, and life was golden. You know, but these systems came and they slipped away in the night. They all failed. And this is something that I want to kind of pound home here, is that all of the AI systems will fail. Let me give an example. Let's take a highway system. Let's pretend the U.S. doesn't have any highways. You go out and you build a completely new highway system, which is the one we have today, all brand new. And then you have the car manufacturers manufacture all these brand new cars, and everybody gets in them, drives around. Now, you would expect a certain number of accidents, which we have today. We have just mishaps or things or weather conditions. All kinds of things happen where there are car accidents, single car, multiple car accidents, etc. An AI system is just the same. You're going to be running into this system in having conflicts with it, with other people, with legal systems, all kinds of things. And then who are you going to pick up the phone and call? The Ghostbusters? You know, the police department? These things are a runaway train and they will fail. But this time, the AI systems will not go away during their failure. Let me ask you a question. How do you maintain an AI system? Everybody's out there building them and building them, and I've been in the telecommunications computer world most of my life, either at university or technical level and independent research or in public private companies. How are you going to maintain something that you don't even know what it is, or AI where it's growing and expanding on its own? How are you going to maintain this? How are you going to control it? Is somebody going to pass a law saying it can and can't do this? Is it going to be used for legal? Can somebody go into the database on you and find wrong information? How are you going to know what's in that system about you or your family or your relatives or your whatever, you know, your group that you belong to? I had a friend of mine that put my name in one of the AI systems that they're developing. And it came back with totally incorrect information, a lot of derogatory information. Some of it had got out of Wikipedia and some other places and other sources on the internet. Totally incorrect information about me. So they went back and they said, how can we correct this? Well, you can't. We're only using the data that's available. But you can't correct it.
No, this is sad because, see, they've already got it programmed in the system. That's what's going to happen. That's why it's doomed to fail, because if you feed something phony information, you get phony results. James McCanney, stay with us. We're going to be back with more news and more discussion about this AI and your phone calls. By the way, when you call the Power Mall, use the code, or if you go online to thepowermall.com and you buy the system, use the term power in all caps. Be right back.
Asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. The Power Mall is now open. And, of course, if you want to call to order, you can do that. We're open from 8 to 4 Central Time. Number is 877-817-9829. And, of course, now we have the McCanny water filter system MR5 with the UV sterilizer. That's a whole house water filter, folks. It's on sale for about $1,000 savings. So if you've been holding off buying one of these things, now's your time to do that. Use the code POWER in all caps if you're online shopping with us at thepowermall.com. If you go online to do that, put in POWER for the code. And, of course, the phone lines are open for those of you who have questions, like Dan in New Jersey. Go ahead, Dan. You're on the phone with James McCanny.
Good morning. I'd like to ask if the water filter cartridges that replace the black Berkey elements that are sold by the Power Mall, are they yours, Jim? Do they remove fluoride, and are they on sale?
They're not on sale.
Okay.
But I believe there's the power is coupon code can be used, but basically the four-pack, these are the Berkey-type replacement filters. They are
right.
Not Berkey filters. They're my own HI replacement filters. The four packs are $189. That includes shipping. And then the 10 packs are $399, and that includes shipping also. And so there's no sale price on those because those are in the move of the warehouse. It's not an issue. They're small. You know, the thing we have the big sale on is on the MR5, which we have to reduce a certain amount so it makes the move easier. But also, yeah, those are available. They're in stock. They're the best, you know, they're modern technology. If you have a gravity feed system, all of the other filters that you might buy somewhere on the internet or on Amazon, whatever, are 20, 25-year-old technology. What I've got is brand new. The ultrafiber first stage is a physical filter, 0.01 micron, which is amazing. And then the second stage is the medium, which removes all the chemicals. And yes, there's a percentage of all of those, you know, fluoride, chlorine, chloramines, glyphosates, volatile organic chemicals, heavy metals, pharmaceuticals, the list goes on and on, that what they, you know, their reduction filters.
Great. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Dan. Thanks for your call. Legitimate questions, folks. That's it right there. 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you want to chime in. You have a question. We're talking about somebody who is a partner here, and he's got this down. He's got this whole thing. I mean, he's had a chance for years and years and years to work on a system like this to help you survive. Because if you keep drinking polluted water, what do you think your body, how do you think your body's going to respond? Not well. Nothing like drinking diseased water. And that's what we're facing right now, is the ability to control how we live and how we survive. And that's one of the reasons James McCanny is with us. Before we went to break, we got into this discussion about artificial intelligence. And you know, that's kind of like a contradiction in terms, an oxymoron, if you will. This is weird. Your average day, James, that you are living in an AI world, how would that look?
Well, if you got up in the here's the situation. Let's take a guy that, you know, he's going to bed at night. His alarm clock is set for the exact time in the morning, goes to sleep, alarm clock goes off, gets up. His clothes have been chosen for him by the AI system. The coffee maker in the kitchen has already been turned on to make his coffee, so there's no time lost there. Drinks his cup of coffee, goes out the front door, and exactly at the right time, the Uber comes up, picks him up, stops by McDonald's hamburger, where he picks up his McDonald's breakfast exactly at the right time, and they had it weeks in advance planned, so they had that in stock, so they'd make it for breakfast, and he picks up the bag, does not have to use a credit card because it's already charged to his account, his AI account, with social crediting, etc. He gets to work exactly on time, walks in the door, and the Uber goes off to its next pickup. This is the perfect world of an AI geek who sits in a cube and dreams and gleans over things like this. That's their perfect world. With you as a little automaton, you're nothing more than another computer chip in the world of AI. And these people, I have some crude things that I could say, but they, let's just say they get off on this. This is their perfect world with you running like this. But now let's say there's something happens. There's a miscue some way and you arrive late to work. Well, then that Uber is going to be late to its next pickup and the whole system breaks down because it's not a real world. It's an automaton, magical, pretend world in which everything works just right. Remember that movie Truman?
Yeah.
It was kind of an AI type of thing where everything was planned. The people would be on the corner to say good morning to him. And when he started finally figuring it out, you know, he would do things like be a little bit late or something like that and confuse the people. And so anyway, but that was a good example of an AI system, where somebody is born into this thing and lives their whole life being subjected to this AI system. But I have a question. Would you, because these AI systems have been around before, come and gone, would you want to live in an AI system that was created 30 years ago or 40 years ago and then fell out of maintenance because the people made their money and it was no longer profitable to maintain it, kind of like our road system today, or maybe the infrastructure for plumbing in Detroit? Would you want to live in an AI system that fell out of maintenance because there was no more profit in it? That's, you know, that's why AI will ultimately fail. Everybody's out there all excited. Elon Musk just announced his new AI company. and everybody's just gleaning over the money they're going to make, but they will all ultimately fail. But I'm not saying they're going to go away. They will fail. And then the failure will cause all kinds of harm to people. And they will also be taken over by the government. Eventually, there'll be some kind of, just like, let's say, crypto money, where the government let it run and run and run by itself for a while, and then eventually came in and destroyed it on purpose, and then came in and said, we got to control this. That's what's going to go the way of AI. And then you're going to have the psychos who run the government somehow in the intelligence agencies running the AI systems, just like they did with Wikipedia. Look at Wikipedia. It was supposed to be the end all for encyclopedias, where everybody could put in their knowledge. It would be an encyclopedia where it was open, people could put it in. That lasted about a year, if even that. And then the CIA came in and scooped it up, and it turned into this privately edited monster that you see today. But kids, if they want to write a term paper, the first thing they do is go to Wikipedia. And it's so loaded with misinformation. That's an AI system, Wikipedia. In fact, the first thing most AI systems did when they went to create their AI system is they went and downloaded Wikipedia, which has so much misinformation, it's not funny. Same way with YouTube or Instagram or any of the social media. They're another example of AI, where it's controlled media information, and people go there. If, for example, in YouTube, if you want to learn about science, YouTube is horrible. If you want to learn how to fix your bicycle, YouTube is pretty good. Or if you have a question about how a computer program works, okay, that's pretty good. But you want to know about real science? YouTube is horrifically bad. Everybody and their brother is out there expounding on stuff that they have no idea about. And then you have the misinformation that comes in from the government side, and it's a disaster. It's terrible. So this is what's going to happen to AI systems, the failure. And then they're going to be in place and people are going to, their lives will be destroyed. And who do you pick up the phone and call to get your life back on track? Because this AI system, can it be used for criminal investigations? Can it be used in the legal system? This thing is a runaway train of horses running in all different directions. And it's like the old thing where they say draw it and quartered, where they tie a guy up to four different horses and slap the horses on the butt and they all run away. That's what this is like.
Yeah, the mafia does that with cars. The other thing, see, there's a sentence in my show notes here. This is the parsimonious over toilet trained AI dream when all is in order. Here's the thing, though. What Elon Musk wants to do now, and I'm sure, James, you're aware of this, they want to implant brain chips where literally it looks at your system and goes, oh, speaking of toilet training, you have to go to the bathroom. We detect your bladder is full. You need to get up and go use the John.
Right.
These things could fail as well. And, you know, anybody that's, I guess, dumb enough to let somebody put one of these implants in your head to try to make it chime in with this AI system, literally, I think, could turn everybody into a, and I don't want to go there with this, but I'm going to anyway, Manchurian Candidate style stuff. What's your take?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The thing is, everybody, you know, if you get into the same room with these people, they're just there's people that want to go to Mars. Well, that's great. But there are conferences and these people are going there and they actually go on little backpack trips where they pretend they're walking on Mars. It's like, no, you're not going to walk on Mars with a little backpack and go for a hike in a national park. Mars is an extremely hostile environment. But the thing is, this mentality of, oh, we're going to have AI and isn't it going to be great and everybody's going to be in order and it'll be better and our lives will be better. What has man ever created that has not been turned into evil against man himself? I mean, name one thing, please.
Yep, that's why the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you want to chime into the conversation, we got a few minutes left. This is the thing about AI, folks, and the bigger danger, and this is one of the things, James, you pointed out, that the government will eventually want to nationalize it and try and take it over and run it like they did with crypto, or they're trying to do with crypto, and use that as part of the social credit scoring system. Imagine now if AI gets programmed with the wrong kind of information and starts World War III by launching nuclear weapons inadvertently. Isn't that a bigger concern, really?
Well, yeah. How far into the military is this going, or has it gone already? It's probably, you know, if it's hitting the public, it's probably well ingrained into the military. Exactly. What are they going to do? You know, the automation and... This is one of the downfalls, actually, of the U.S. military, is that everything is run by GPS. I've often said, you know, in the military, you can't take a pee without GPS. And if that goes down, those satellites are very, very vulnerable. The U.S. military would be reduced to a pre-World War I land army overnight.
Wow. And then there's that danger of it accidentally launching a nuclear warhead.
Right, right. And then the gloves are off. And that's the thing that everybody's trying to prevent. You know, just looking at the world situation right now, the G7 is meeting, which is bizarre, trying to get Ukraine pushed through as a NATO member. But what's the G7 doing that for? This is America and NATO. You know, but these are, you know, as the U.S. dollar plummets internationally, they're desperate to do anything to save the banking system, which, by the way, Ukraine was instrumental in laundering money and all kinds of human trafficking, everything else. Ukraine was the central point. And now if they're making that into a NATO country, you know, after the fact, now all of a sudden Russia attacked a NATO country. I mean, but that shows the level of desperation. Now, would you want this same group of people in charge of your AI system that's running everything else? No, it's insanity. Like I say, it's a pack of runaway horses all running in opposite directions with no control, and certainly nobody driving in the captain's house. There's nobody driving this ship.
That's a sad state of affairs. It's like the Titanic getting ready to hit an iceberg. This is this Neuralink thing's got me stymied. Who in their right mind, I guess that's a good operative term, would allow a brain, an implant chip like Neuralink to go in their head, not knowing what the end result would be? I mean, that's a pretty scary thought, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that is the worst. And yeah, Musk, this is so ironic, Musk, just a few months ago, called 6,000 people, developers in AI around the world, to sign a moratorium, a six-month moratorium, on not developing any AI until they can get a handle on how to control it. But yet he is moving ahead with Neuralink, and they're actually in clinical trials. As of a few days ago, they got the okay to actually start implanting people in a clinical trial with the Neuralink. And so, yeah, I mean, this is, where is this going? This is the brave new world on steroids.
It is. And I mean, this is the thing. This is a psycho agenda that's taking place. These people got to be stopped. Brady in Vegas, you are on the phone with James McKinney. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. What the government wants to do is basically make us a cashless society with the implementation of the Fed Now, their form of the digital currency, which is coming online as we speak. But the AI part of it is they want to track us and then institute a carbon credit score to that AI number that they give each person. And you're basically stuck. They track you on an XY grid using the graphene that's inside the nanotechnology and the graphene that was inside the jab that they gave everybody. There's really not a whole lot of talk about it, but it's emitting a signal from your body, and that's what's giving all the signals to the AI. Everything comes from the graphene, which is assembling inside of your body, which then emits a signal. You're also receiving and giving away signals, almost like a mini cell phone inside your body, and you're just one part of the AI game.
Okay, thanks for the thought process there, Brady. James, your thought process, is he right on? I mean, were we hitting the nail on the head on that one?
Well, exactly. And so you don't even have to put in a neural link. You're already linked into it if you got the shot. And so, and they're moving this in. They're putting the magnetic graphene reassembling type of things. They're putting it in the water. It's been found in other places to get it in a person's body. And then it reassembles in a certain place. They're intelligent. And that's another thing. I liken this AI stuff to peer-reviewed journals. That's one of the other great examples where, say, astrophysics journals, something was published 50 years ago that is patently false, known today, is still in there, and people still have to comply with that when they publish a paper because it's peer-reviewed. And that's like AI. Once this thing gets up and running in place, there's nobody that's going to know where all of this information is or what's in there. And like I said at the beginning, how do you maintain this? If you are familiar with computer programs, this is a runaway horse. There's no way to understand what it's going to do. It's growing, it's developing internally, and there's no method of maintaining it or stopping it.
So Charles in Ohio, you are on the phone with Professor James McKinney. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you're well. I just had a question. I wondered if they've released this water from, they're planning on, and they've been planning on, they want to release the water from Fukushima. I wondered if you looked at all at depleted deuterium water.
In terms of water pollution?
Yeah, I guess that the reactor runoff water is contaminated with like tritium and deuterium, and global Vienna standard water. They've done quite a bit of testing on human health and even plants with the deuterium in the water, because like the heavy water reactor for the Second World War.
Right. So I'm not familiar with what would happen if then in a large scale they put it into the ecosystem.
Okay.
But definitely it's not something you want to do. That's the reason for creating that, is to have a closed system. So it's not something you want to let out in nature at all.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate that, Charles. Thanks for your call. We have 3 minutes left before the end of the show, folks. So if you have a question for Professor McKinney, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. I don't have a whole lot of time to do this. We've been talking about AI and how it's going to screw everything up. The social credit scoring system definitely would be tied into AI. And here's the thing that bothers me the most, is that somebody may do something nonchalantly that triggers this false data contained within the AI to all of a sudden go into overdrive and shut down their person's ability to exist. You see that happening if they let this go on?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things. That's what I said, is like a road system that's not maintained. It's going to have potholes, and eventually there'll be accidents, and people just simply can't use it anymore. But it's still there. It's your only means of getting around. And so AI is very much the same. There's no way to get rid of this monster. It's going to be there, but failing and damaging people's lives. It's used for public transportation, self-driving, running automated manufacturing, writing scripts for news media, music, writing music. I mean, it's all of these things are being developed with the idea that everything is going to be great. But ultimately, the other thing that it misses is that the human being has a soul, and that's something that AI ignores. So it's trying to make the human being into this automaton thing that plugs in to this completely inert and unsensing or unfeeling. And there's people that say, well, no, AI will have feelings. No, it's not going to have feelings. Excuse me.
Yeah, no, I don't believe it. And not only that, James, but I mean, you heard about the lawyer that he and his law firm got sanctioned $5,000 for using chatbot ChatGPT to draft legal pleadings. And they found 12 cases that were all false. And the judge is like, look, no, I mean, hey, but everybody wants to use the ChatGPT now because, oh, it's going to save us so much time and be more convenient, just like your smart refrigerator, which all of a sudden, I mean, if they got control of AI, all of a sudden your refrigerator doesn't work because you said something on social media they don't like. No. I mean, I see it coming. James McCanny, we're out of time, and I am so blessed that you were on the show today. Remember, you can call the Power Hour, or the Power Mall, rather, at 877-817-9829. Use the code POWER or go online to thepowermall.com and use the term POWER in all caps and get your discounts while this is available. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow with our feel-good edition, hopefully. God bless you and God bless the United States of America. What's left of it? You have the power to take control, folks. Will you step up?
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.